If you have your Bible with you tonight, please turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. I want to preach this evening on the subject, the seeking of the shepherds. We want to read some verses from Luke chapter 2, and we'll commence our reading at verse 15, and we'll read down to verse 20. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to all of our hearts. Let's bow in a word of prayer and let's seek the Lord's face as we come to consider his truth this evening. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for your presence in the service tonight. But O God, as we turn now to thy precious word, we pray, Lord, that you would fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. We pray, O God, that you would speak to hearts in this gospel service. We recognize, O God, that the devil will seek to turn men away from the truth. That's his plan, that's his purpose, that's his aim, that's his goal. But, O God, we pray tonight that you would defeat the plans of hell, that you defeat the devil. In Jesus' precious name, we pray for those in this meeting who are still unsaved, outside of Christ. O God, that you would so speak to their hearts that even this night they would call upon thee for salvation. O God, I pray this evening that you would turn men and women to the cross, that they might seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. O God, we know that time is hastening on. We're so conscious that the Bible exhorts us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We pray, Lord, tonight that sinners will be wise, even tonight, while they're in the presence of God, hearing the word of God, that they would turn from their sin and be saved. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. In this portion of Scripture, God reveals to the shepherds that the Savior of the world has been born in Bethlehem's manger. God revealed this wonderful message to the shepherds by an angel as the shepherds were keeping watch over their flock by night. This message that the shepherds received was clear and it was dogmatic. And after the message was given, it was confirmed by a multitude of angels suddenly appearing in the sky, praising and glorifying God. Such a revelation could not be ignored by the shepherds. And we have here recorded what the shepherds did after they received this wonderful message about the birth of the Messiah. And very simply, at the end of this choral service tonight, I want to draw your attention to what the shepherds did when they heard about the birth of the Son of God. And if you're not saved in this meeting, I pray that the Lord will write his word upon your heart and upon your soul. My message tonight is very simple. It's entitled "The Seeking of the Shepherds," because after the shepherds heard that the Savior was born, they went to seek out where he was. I pray tonight in this meeting that someone will seek the Lord. Because if you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. And although you may have come into this service tonight unsaved, far away from the Lord, still in your sins, thank God you can go out of this meeting redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and saved by the grace of God. But in order for that to happen, you have to seek the Lord. And you've got to call upon him. You've got to turn to him from your sin. And by faith, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And my prayer tonight is that you'll do that even before this meeting goes out into eternity. The seeking of the shepherds. First of all, I want you to notice here the urgency in their seeking. Take a look at what it says there at the beginning of verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem." And take a look at the beginning of verse 16. It says, "And they came with haste." Immediately after the shepherds received the good news of the Savior's birth, the Bible tells us here that they began to seek out Christ. They recognized that it was an urgent matter. They recognized that it was so important that they could not wait another moment. Such was the greatness of this message that they heard, that finding the Savior of the world was their top priority. Therefore, the Bible tells us here that the shepherds made haste to seek out the Christ of God. After they heard the message of the Savior's birth, they immediately left the sheep and they went to find where the Savior was born. My friend, if you're not saved in this meeting tonight, you need to make haste and come to Christ. You see, the saving of your soul is an urgent matter. There's nothing more urgent than your salvation. Tell me, what is your response to the message of the gospel? How are you reacting after hearing of Jesus the mighty to save? Are you making haste to seek out the Christ of God to make him your Savior? Though I know that everyone in the meeting tonight, you're familiar with the message of the gospel. And you've heard this wonderful, glorious message on many occasions. This is not the first time that you're hearing about the Savior, about the Lord Jesus. You have heard that he has been born in Bethlehem's manger. You have heard that he has lived a sinless, spotless life. You have heard that he has died an atoning death upon the cross. You have heard that he came into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. And you have heard that he is able to save you and to cleanse you from your sin. But let me ask you the question tonight. Have you ever sought him? Have you ever realized and recognized that salvation, your salvation, is an urgent matter? Indeed, the Bible says, "Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Indeed, the Bible goes on to say, "Today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart." And I would urge upon you tonight to seek the Lord this evening. Before you leave this church, before you go home this evening, before you enter into a new year, seek the Lord now. It's an urgent matter. My friend, there's nothing more urgent for you than to have your sins forgiven. The Bible tells us clearly, because of sin, that you're lost and you're condemned already. And the Bible tells us clearly that because of your sin, that you're heading fast to a Christless eternity. And if you were to die right now, you'd be plunged out into hell forever. That's the reason why you need to seek the Lord and find him and make him your Savior and your Lord. And thank God you can be saved tonight. And before you leave this meeting, you can know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven. After the shepherds heard about the birth of the Savior, after they heard that the Messiah had come, they quickly left all to go and find him, because they recognized that it was an urgent matter. They made haste. My friend, you need to make haste tonight to come to Christ. You need to make haste tonight to turn from your sin. You need to make haste tonight to seek the Lord and find eternal redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there's no other way of salvation apart from coming to him. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How often have we quoted that verse from this pulpit, and yet that is the truth. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. The urgency in their seeking. But notice something else here. I want you to notice, secondly, the faith in their seeking. As the shepherds went to find the babe in the manger, they believed the message that they had just heard from the angel of God. They believed the word of God concerning the Christ of God. You see, the angels had given to the shepherds the word of the Lord. And the shepherds believed that word. They believed the Messiah had been born. They believed the one born was the Savior of the world. And they believed that he had been born in Bethlehem. They believed everything that God told them through the angel. Look exactly what it says in verse 15. It says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." You see, they never doubted anything about the message that they had just heard. The shepherds believed the truth and give clear evidence of their faith by their actions. They went to seek out the Savior because they believed the message that they heard. Oh sinner, if you're going to be saved, if you're going to have your sins forgiven, if you're going to prepare for heaven, you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God's salvation is not a salvation of works. It is a salvation that is received through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 11 verse 6 we read these words, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." In Romans 10 verse 9 we read this, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe," that's faith, "believe in their heart that God hath raised them from the dead, thou shalt be saved." 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, listen to the words, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ." And was it not the Apostle Paul who told the jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved"? I wonder tonight in this gospel meeting, have you ever put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus to save you? Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. And thank God, that is the wonderful message of the gospel. That if you come in childlike faith and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer, then the Lord has promised to save to the uttermost all that come to him. My friend, do you believe tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you? Do you believe that he was born in Bethlehem's manger, born of a virgin? Do you believe that he was born sinless and spotless? Do you believe that he lived a holy life? Do you believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for your sins? Do you believe that he finished the work of redemption for you? Do you believe that he rose again the third day? Do you believe that he ascended back up into heaven? Do you believe that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living, to make intercession for his people? Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is coming back again? Let me ask you this question. When did you accept him into your life as your own and personal Savior? There are many in this gospel meeting tonight, and I could get them up in the pulpit and they could testify to that day in their lives when they believed the message of the gospel. Not only with their head. And of course you've got to believe the message of the gospel in your head. But they believed it in their heart. And that's true conversion. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And that day when those in this meeting believed with their heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, their lives were changed forever. And we're going to see in a moment that the lives of these shepherds were changed forever when they met the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, you've got to have faith. You've got to believe. You've got to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You've got to be willing to turn away from your sin. You've got to be willing to repent of your sin. You've got to be willing to take the sinner's place and to recognize that you can't save yourself and that only Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone can save you. Thank God if you do. Then the Lord tonight will redeem you for time and for eternity. I wonder, is there someone here this evening? And the year that's just about to go into eternity, you've been miserable. Oh, you've been living in sin, perhaps even enjoying sin, because the sinner does enjoy sin up to a point. But of course the Bible says that the pleasures of sin are but for a season. And maybe in your life, your season's coming to an end. Maybe you have lived in sin and for sin and for the pleasures of sin, but those pleasures have been beginning to grow bitter. Praise the Lord for it if that's the case. And I pray that they'll get even bitter still. But maybe tonight you've come to an end of yourself. Maybe you think no one loves you. Maybe you think that you've traveled too far down the road of iniquity. Perhaps you think there's no forgiveness for you. There's no cleansing. Oh, there is. Don't let the devil whisper that lie in your ear. Thank God there's forgiveness and there's cleansing. And there's salvation for you at the foot of the cross. You see, that's the reason why the Lord Jesus was born in the manger. He was born to die. And of course, that's the message that the shepherds heard. They heard the message of about a Savior. Not only a Savior that was born, but a Savior that was going to die and shed His precious blood for their sins. And thank God, that's still the same message today. Not only has the Savior been born, but the Savior has died, and He can take away your sin tonight. And He can make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And thank God, you can leave this meeting tonight and you can enter into 2012 knowing that your sins are forgiven. You can enter into 2012 with the peace of God in your heart, knowing that you're on your way to heaven. With the joy of the Lord in your soul. Oh, men and women, there's no joy like the joy that the Lord gives. There's no peace like the peace that the Lord gives. The world can't give this peace. The world can't give this joy. But the Lord can. God's salvation in the heart of men gives joy and peace and everlasting consolation. Because it's a peace that passeth all understanding. But you've got to accept it by faith. The shepherds, when they heard the message, they believed the message. And not only did they seek out Christ in haste, but they sought Him out by faith, believing the message that they heard. Now there's something else I want you to notice. Notice the success in their seeking. Look what it says there in the verse 16. It says, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph. And they found the babe lying in a manger." The shepherds were the first ones to see the Lord Jesus after he was born. Other than, of course, Mary and Joseph. The Bible says that they found the babe lying in a manger. Their seeking, in other words, was successful. Their faith was honored. The Son of God was exactly where the angel said he would be. The shepherds proved that God's word was trustworthy. My friend, if you're not saved tonight, let me tell you something. God's word is dependable. God's word is trustworthy. And if you put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus and accept him as your Savior, God's word says that you will have everlasting life. You see, those that seek the Lord for salvation will find and will receive the gift of eternal life. The Bible says, "Seek and ye shall find." There's a wonderful text of scripture over in Deuteronomy chapter 4. It's verse 29. Listen to these words. "And if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." The shepherds came and were not disappointed. You know what the Bible says? Indeed, you know what the Lord Jesus Christ says? He says this in Matthew 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you want rest for your soul tonight? Do you want rest this evening and peace in your heart? Do you want to know that you're saved and on your way to heaven? Then come to Christ. He gives the invitation. Not the preacher. Not the church, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself, gives the invitation to you this evening. "Come unto me," he says. Isn't that a wonderful invitation? Indeed, the Bible says, "Him that cometh to me," the Lord Jesus said in John 6, verse 37, "him that makes it personal, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Well, thank God this evening, no matter who you are, if you come to the Lord Jesus seeking salvation, if you come by faith, if you come now, if you come recognizing that you're the sinner, if you come realizing that he is the only one that can redeem you and save you from hell and from judgment to come, he will in no wise cast you out. Now, the devil will tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus will not receive you. "You're too sinful," the devil will tell you. The devil will tell you, "You've been walking down the dirty side of the broad road for too long. How could anyone love you? How could anyone care for you?" But my friend, that's not what the Bible teaches, and that's not what the Lord Jesus Christ teaches. The Bible says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lost. You're lost tonight in your sin. You're lost tonight. On your way to hell, you're lost tonight. But the Lord will cleanse you. The Lord will forgive you. The Lord will save you. He has promised that him that cometh to me, he says, I will in no wise cast out. My, what an emphatic promise that is. That's a wonderful, tremendous promise from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Oh, thank God, like the shepherds, if you seek, you'll find. And if you seek and find, you'll not be disappointed. The Lord Jesus Christ will not disappoint you this evening. He'll not disappoint you. Because all that come to him and are saved, they leave with the joy of the Lord in their heart, the peace of God in their souls, with the assurance of heaven in their breasts. They receive eternal life. My friend, how could you go away disappointed? How could anyone be disappointed after receiving God's wonderful salvation? It's impossible to be disappointed. And you'll not be disappointed either. Notice something else but here in closing. Notice the testimony after their seeking. Look what it says there in verse 17 and verse 20. And when they had seen it, in other words, when they had found the Lord, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. They became disciples of Christ. They became witnesses for Christ. Here we have the evidence of their salvation. Here we have the proof that their lives were changed forever. They had heard the message of the birth of Christ. In haste, they went to find the Savior. In faith, they went to find the Savior. And they found Him. They found Him exactly where God's Word had directed them to. And now that they have found Him, they're rejoicing in Him. Such was the joy in their hearts that they could not hold back telling others of Jesus, the mighty to save. They had a new message upon their lips. Such was the joy in their hearts that they went away rejoicing. They had a new song in their heart. Oh, sinner, when you find Christ and He becomes your Savior, your life will be changed forever. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I wonder this evening at the close of this service tonight, is there here in this gathering a seeking sinner? You're tired of your sin. You're tired of the pleasures of the world. You're tired of living without Christ and without God and without hope in this world. And tonight you want to make peace with God. You want to be reconciled to God. Well, you can be reconciled to God through the death of His Son, through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my friend, would you not come and trust Him? And leave this place tonight knowing that you're redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. And I'll tell you something, this Christmas will be the greatest Christmas of your life. This year will be the greatest year of your life. This night will be the greatest night of your life. And as far as tomorrow is concerned, well, tomorrow, you'll be a new creature in Christ. You'll see things differently. You'll have a new message to declare. And you'll have a new song to sing. And you'll have a testimony. A testimony to the saving and keeping power of Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, come and seek Him tonight. Come and find Him tonight. Come and trust Him tonight and leave this place rejoicing in Christ your Savior. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, this evening we thank Thee and we praise Thee for the message of the gospel. And we thank Thee, Lord, for the seeking of the shepherds after they heard the message of the birth of the Savior. Oh God, I pray tonight in this gospel service that there might be someone like the shepherds that after hearing of Jesus the mighty to save, that they might seek Him and that they might find Him and that they might know Him as their own and personal Redeemer. Draw sinners to the foot of the cross. We thank Thee, Lord, for the reason and the purpose of Christ coming into the world. He came to die upon Golgotha's brow in order to shed his precious blood to redeem the lost from hell and from judgment to come. O God, I pray that you would this night save precious souls. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.